Everybody ready? Come on, let's go. The Rick Flair Show! Let's go! The Rick Flair Show! Let's go! Hey, yo, what's up? This is Rick Thorn, the Biker in Black. On this episode, it's going to be awesome. I'm going to be talking to Jason Acuna, a.k.a. Wee Man. Yeah, that's right, Wee Man from Jackass. I'm going to give him a call right now. Let's do this.
Yeah, buddy.
Yo, what's up, dude? What are you doing?
Just kicking in my house, getting ready to go golf here in a little bit.
Well, you play golf?
Yeah, dude, you got it.
I mean, like, you play golf, like, serious? Like, you know how to play? I don't know how to play.
Yeah. I play golf, period.
Whoa, I gotta go with you sometime. Is it fun? It's gotta be fun, right?
It's fun for some people, but I've taken people and they just don't like it. Like, they don't get it. They get frustrated and all that. But for me, it's very relieving and it's fun.
Oh, so it's kind of like a spot where you go to, like, get away from everything, huh?
Oh, yeah. You can do that. Yeah, you're out in the woods. You're in nature.
It's crazy, dude. It's. Did you ever think you'd play golf as a kid? Because we used to clown that shit. Like, oh, you're a golfer. Uh-huh.
I never clowned it because I knew, like, it was funny. Like, the Bones Brigade dudes would kind of do it and stuff. And I was like, oh, you know?
Yeah. I was just a smart ass. I probably should give it a try. I should probably go out with you. That sounds like fun, dude. Where do you go?
I go all over, dude. I've golfed all over the world. I've golfed on the most dangerous golf course there is. There's a golf course in South Korea that still has landmines in it.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, they call it the most dangerous. You can't walk on them or anything. You have to stay on the grass. And if your ball goes out in the dirt somewhere, or you don't know, you don't want to follow your ball. You get a new ball.
Wait, so there's so dudes are like, that's like hardcore. That's like Russian roulette golf.
Yeah, it pretty much is Russian roulette golf.
Yo, has anyone ever been like, yo, no, I got to get my ball. I got to get my ball. Like, don't do it, Tony.
I don't think anybody has, so haven't heard yet.
Dude, I didn't know golf was so gangster.
Totally, dude.
I didn't know, bro. Yeah. I didn't know. I need to get, you know, I probably should take up something like golf or chess. Calm me down, dude. So what's up new with you, bro? I haven't talked to you in a long time. So are you still living out of the van, doing the van thing?
No, I stopped that exact, I did it for a year, and I stopped it pretty much a year ago in October.
What was that like, though? It had to be fun, right?
It was super fun. So many, like, you see so many things around the country. You see so many things going on in the world. It's super fun. And plus, you can be anywhere you want at any time doing anything, you know? So I always had my board with me, and I'd show up, and I'd, like, figure out a skate park I want to skate the night before. I'd go and hang out and sleep somewhere near it the night before, and then hit it up in the morning.
Did you get, like, a route eventually, or was it always somewhere different?
I got kind of, for a while, it was more different. Like, in the beginning, it was a lot different. And then I kind of got used to just kind of being around same areas and stuff and, you know, doing the same thing.
Did you ever get mobbed on, or were there, you had to be kids stoked if you came to a park unexpected? And they're like, what the hell?
Oh, yeah. That always happens. That happens every time. Doesn't matter if it was doing the van time or anything.
Yeah, it probably still happens even here in SoCal, probably.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, totally. That's a rad feeling. So, like, the van life, though, I remember talking to you briefly, you just kind of, like, just kind of over it, and you just wanted to just cruise around. How long did you do that for?
1 year. Did it for a full year straight. And I've had two vans during that whole time. One I sold, and one I still have to this day.
Well, that's cool. You think that that's something you're going to go back to doing?
I don't know about vans. Don't know yet. Not saying yes, not saying no, you know?
You should have had a TV show. You should have had a TV show doing that, dude.
People talked about it, but it's just, there's just so much there already about the same shit, same stuff. I get it, it would have been different, whatever, but I don't know. I think everything's flooded with everybody doing kind of the same thing already.
Right.
I see it daily. It's 2020, and there's a flood of it. It all depends. You have to really have a separate idea than what everybody is already doing already to make something be like, whoa, did you see that?
Right. Yeah, I know. I know what you mean. I always joke, and I'm like, okay. Go ahead. What's that?
I was gonna say I kind of did like daily like posts about it and stuff, but to me it was kind of like what I was doing kind of felt like what somebody else was doing already, so I cut that out. You know, right. I feel like it felt very karaoke to me. You're just singing songs that have already been sang. You're singing the same song bands have already done.
I got you. It wasn't a super creative idea. It was just kind of like, hey, that's yeah, show. Yeah. I got you.
Yeah. I got you. Yeah.
Then
yeah.
You feel like whatever doing it, like, oh, it's just stupid or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would just do it to live and get the, you know, get that memory, that feeling out of it. Then to do it oh my God, look what I'm doing, fucking, I'm champion. It's like, yeah, everybody camps, bro.
Exactly. So,
you're not doing something like nobody's doing.
Yeah. It's true. It's like, I mean, maybe in the 90s it would have been like, dude, this show's cool. It's underground. A guy goes around in a van, hits up skate parks.
Exactly. You
know, nowadays it's like, yeah. And like 18 other million people are doing that.
And Joe Schmo's doing it. Joe Bill over there is doing it, you know.
And he films and edits it on his phone. What's the big deal, Tony?
Yeah.
But what encouraged you to go to take that route? Like just to say, all right, I'm gonna live in a van for a year. Anybody listening, it was a nice van. It was like a Sprinter van, right?
Yeah. Sprinter van. The first one I had was like super decked out with every bell and whistle. I had a shower, I had a toilet, I had a sink, I had stove, you know, fridge, bed, heater, air conditioner, you know, little office area. I had everything.
That's crazy.
But, the reason I did it was, you know, just sometimes in life you just need changes. And I was going to move out to Canada and buy a huge, like, 160 acres of land and live on that.
Right.
But it kind of fell through because the people weren't, like, believing me that I was going to get it and get it by selling my house. And so once I sold my house, it became almost close to winter. And the people up there didn't want to sell in winter. They didn't want to move in the snow. So I was like, oh, fuck, all right. I'm like, well, you know, I'll make a different plan. So I lived in a hotel for 2 months. And during that time, I was doing research on different things of what to do. And I kind of fell upon doing the van life. And I heard about it and stuff. So I was watching more and more videos of it. And I was like, dude, this is rad. I want to do this. So then I just got hyped on it and fucking went out and did it.
That's cool. Yeah, it sounds like, I mean, sometimes, you know, I feel like that's something I might want to do. You know, just get away and then go cruise around.
People all say, you know, people say, oh, that's something I want to do. I've been wanting to do. I'm like, okay, fucking do it then. Like, what's holding you back?
Well, I got me and my like, kids.
Well, yeah, that is, I mean, that's a big one. It's kids, of course. You know, yeah. I don't have kids. I don't have anything that's holding me down. So it's easier for me to do. But, yeah, people all say it. But, yeah.
I could always just leave my kids here. Say later.
Why can't you take your kids with you?
Nowadays you can with homeschool.
Yeah. School on the road, dude. There's no school system anyway going on.
Yeah, do it while you can. You know what I mean? You know, it's awesome.
Yeah, exactly. Totally.
What I wonder, you know, we've been friends a long time, and, like, I always ask people this that I've been friends with that I never knew because I'm just curious, but, like, what got you into skating, dude?
I was into skating when I was a kid. Like, first I started out roller skating, and I had those, like, shoes.
Right.
They were, like, tennis shoes. It looked like Adidas tennis shoes. They were blue and yellow with skate wheels on them. And I'd cruise down the Strand by my house in Hermosa Beach, and I saw people skateboarding and stuff, and I told my mom, no, that's what I want. I want to skateboard.
Awesome.
You know? So it's just something inbred in me, in my heart, like, I want to skateboard. And once I got one, I never put it down. So,
and what year you think was that? Because it's like more the culture for California back then, right?
Like 85, 86, when I got my first, like, you know, the cheap Toys R Us Nash style board. You know, right. It wasn't like the setup. It was just a crappy, like, you know, compressed board, wood, and shitty truck, shitty wheels. That's the first one. And I think my mom gave it to me just to check out to see if I really wanted that. And she saw that I was still, like, skating on it, you know, checking out the magazines. And I started knowing more about the real board, like Powell and different boards like that. And so then when it came around, they're like, my board's worn out. It was a birthday or Christmas time. I want a real skateboard. Then, you know, I got one of those.
And so did you start skating, like, street and stuff first?
Yeah. I actually got a Rodney Mullen freestyle board because my friend had one. And it was pretty cool because you could cruise around with it and then throw it in your locker at school. So I was like, I want one of these. And I was skating on that, a Rodney Mullen board with, like, 101 Indies and street-style wheels. They call them Rat Bone Street Style because they had freestyle ones and street style. And I put the street style on my freestyle board. And I was sliding double-sided curves on my freestyle board and all that. And then I thought back to it. Back when, like, street boards started becoming rad, they were the same width as freestyle boards. They got down to 7.5, which was what the Rodney Mullen street style board was. So I was, like, skating street on a, you know, freestyle board back then. It was a little bit different. Yeah.
That's dope, dude. And so did you ever think that you'd take it this far when you started skating? I mean, I guess none of us really think that, right?
I never focused on it like that. Like, skating to me was just something I loved and did. You know, like, kids go, they want to play soccer. So they play soccer and they do it. Not every kid is like, I'm going to go out and play soccer and be a fucking pro soccer player. So it wasn't for the longest time that, you know, I was just skating just to skate. I just skated to have fun. I just loved it. It was more of a love than trying to, you know, search out being a profession.
Right. Well, it was a lot different back then, too, right?
Yeah. It's different nowadays. Kids see so much. They want it immediately. They want it like a light on, you know, on social media. That's how fast they want to be, like, the next star or the next sponsored kid or whatever, you know?
Yeah, I think too, like, people probably could see that with the more opportunities that maybe people get involved with it because of the opportunities more than the actual sport, maybe. Sometimes.
Yeah.
You know?
Totally.
I'm speaking for BMX. Skate, you know, that's your world, but, like, for BMX, there might be that.
BMX is all the same nowadays, you know? You can see it. You see it on everything.
Yeah, that's true. You do. When was the first time you were skating and you got better to where you're like, oh, I got a sponsor or someone's showing me interest and they want to give me a board.
Oh, this was in 90, like early, do I want to say like 89, 90s, like when, what was one of my first, like Shorty Hardware came out and I saw them at a trade show and they were stuff, they seen me doing stuff and they were like, we want to start sending you stuff. And I was like, all right. So got Shorty's packages. Then once, you know, those companies and other companies start seeing you, other companies are like, well, if they're doing it, I want to do it too, you know?
Right.
And you start getting flow from different companies, and then you just start getting noticed and recognized.
So do you think back in the day you had to work at it more, huh?
Yeah, of course you did. You had to prove, like, what you were doing and why. It wasn't, you know, nowadays you can just go, well, look at my Instagram, or look at, you know, you can see all my clips there.
So that's cool, though. So you still skate to this day. I mean, I know you do, and I hate it when people ask that question. Do you still skate?
Yeah, no, I but skate you do. Today, but I seriously, like, besides the companies I'm involved with, other than that, I don't care to be sponsored. I don't want, nowadays, it's different. Like, people are only giving you stuff, so you promote it, so it helps their sales. So I've pretty much, unless I'm really involved with a company, I don't want nothing from nobody, you know?
Got it.
I don't want, like, yeah. It's still, all it is, they're just whoring you out. So you, on your platform, with whatever amount of followers you have, are, you know, just doing a free job for them selling their product. And it's like, no, if you want me on, I want to be involved.
Right.
You know, I want to be pie. I'm not just going to, you know, sell pies and not get a cut. Fuck that.
I hear you, dude. Yeah. Well, I mean, let's talk about the companies you're involved with. Let's start Chronic Tacos. You're still involved with them, right?
Yeah. Well, that's not a sponsorship company. That's a business company. I've been involved with them since like 08.
So. Oh, wait. Yeah, but you've had, it's been pretty successful for you, right? Didn't you have your,
yeah.
You still have your own store, right? Or your own restaurant?
No, I don't do my own anymore. I'm just part of the whole corporate. Like, there's 7 of us that are under the umbrella that are the corporate owners of the whole thing.
Oh, so. Sick. That's cool.
Yeah, I don't do the franchise or anything like that. Just like that, too, you know? I don't want to be a brand, you know, person that's not involved with, you know. So I was like, nope, if I'm going to do this, I'm part of the whole big picture.
That's cool. And it didn't start out that way for you, though, right? You worked your way up with them, right?
Oh, no, it started that way, too. I said, all right, if I'm going to do a franchise, I'm going to be a part of corporate, too. So I started it since day one.
Sick.
Once you put your foot into some place, I see it harder to get, you know, in bigger in it nowadays, unless you do it right at the gate where you go, oh, you want me involved? Well, here's the obligation. And
right.
Or else you just said, nah, not interested.
And that's been, and Chronic Tacos, how many restaurants are there?
We got like 58 right now, worldwide.
Wow.
We have 3 in Japan, 4 or 5 in Canada. We go all the way from here in the West Coast all the way to the East Coast. We got 1 in Hawaii.
Sick. Big Island Mike.
We're all over.
Is that near Big Island Mike? Yeah?
Yeah. Big Island goes there all the time.
Sick. That's cool. All right. Well, let's talk about the brands, though. Okay. I know the brands, but let's start with Skivvy.
No, I left Skivvy years ago.
Did you? I haven't talked to you in a while.
There's nothing with Skivvy. Yeah, as soon as Merge came around, so Merge started even after Skivvy, and I don't mean to, you know, I'm not saying anything, I'm just saying straight business numbers. Merge started after Skivvy started, and they started blowing up way more than Skivvy.
Right.
And I went to those guys, I told them, and they, you know, they didn't know, you know, I'm not going to say how they run business or whatever, how they do things, but they're just, they have plateaued at where they're at, and that, you know, they're just giving away too much product.
Right.
Look at everybody promoting their free product, but not one person's getting paid. Every single person on Skivvy, and I even told Colin when I left, I go, Colin, I'll ask you again 1 year from now if you even got a dime from the company. He goes, what? I go, yeah, I'm leaving. This company's not going nowhere.
Right.
And I did. And he goes, yep, I'm in the same position. And I'm not dogging. I'm just saying some companies make it, some don't. Yeah, I left, and I went straight to Merge. And you can tell the difference of Merge 4 and Skivvy. It's huge. It's night and day.
It is. And so Merge has been good, I mean, as far as, like, the growth-wise, because it seems like they're growing pretty rapidly.
Yeah, huge. Keeps growing, even in this pandemic.
I mean, they're the best socks. Anyone out there, Merge for socks,
yeah.
They're the 100%. Best.
Yep.
And so then you went to them and you said, hey, I want to be part of you guys, but I also want to be part of the decisions in this brand.
Yep. That's how I run things. I don't mess around. I'm not like, you know. Yeah. If I'm in it, my foot's all the way in it.
Wait a second. Are you Italian?
I am. I was born in Italy.
That's Tony's. You got the business spirit of Tony. Oh. that's rad.
It was born in me.
That's what I'm saying. Well, and also too, you know, years of experience too. I mean, you know, make decisions.
You
know,
you see it. You get part of it. You learn. Even billionaires have told me you have to have a few companies under your belt because some are going to make it and some aren't. But you know what? At least you have the ones under your belt that will make it for the ones you invested in that didn't.
Exactly.
So, yep.
That's awesome, dude. I'm stoked for you. And so, wait, are there any other companies you're involved with? Because I know you do a lot of stuff.
Nope.
Nope.
That's it.
That's good.
Other companies, stuff, but, you know, that's just fun flow. I'll throw them a little love and stuff out there, but that's it. It's just fun flow.
How did Merge get into the reissue of the Tony Hawk Pro Skater 1 and 2?
Shoot, I don't know how they did that. I can honestly say I wasn't involved in that, and all of a sudden it came to me like, hey, we got your sock in, we got this one. I'm like, hell yeah. Whatever you guys did, whoever you talked to, knocked on the door, boom, nailed it.
Totally nailed it, and that's going to help. That's going to help so much, dude. With
hell yeah, people are already pumped on it. That game, you can't even get that game right now. That game sold out.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm.
How many copies do you think was that?
I don't know, dude. I have no clue, because video gaming is a huge one, too.
Bro, I was in American Wasteland, Tony Hawk's game American Wasteland, and I hope that they reissue that one.
Well, we'll see. They told us, yeah, we're not feeling this one. Thorn's in it. And we're like, yeah, let's just put out Pro Skater 1 too. And we're like, okay.
See, it happens to me my whole life, man. I'm like, dude, come on. I want that video game money, man. Jeez, I got kids to feed.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah, man. So what's next for you? What do you got going on? You got the Chronic Tacos. You got the Merge. Skating. Is there any other filming's crazy, right? Weren't you guys filming for a new Jackass before all this pandemic? Yeah. Did that start or?
Yeah, we started, but the pandemic put it on hold. So. Yeah, we have no info on when we go back. So it's kind of a tough one. Like, especially with these California laws, like, if someone in the group gives someone that's in production it, and then they go, and grandma dies because of it, it's just a whole shit show. So we're discussing, and we're trying to figure out the next step we could take to continue to get it out, you know.
Yeah, but did you guys actually start filming it, or was that just like it was?
Oh yeah, no, we got shit in the can, dude.
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah, minds are gonna be blown. I can't give any info, but you know, there's stuff. There's already stuff done.
Man, and so like, did you? I mean, this question, people ask me this question too, like, did you ever think that would happen? But I mean, you guys have had how many Jackass now?
Nobody ever thought. Dude, nobody, none of us ever thought. We thought we were done after one movie, you know? And we did that because when we did the TV show, we did 3 seasons. And we were pretty much ruling MTV. We, you know, that's all you saw. That was before all these other shows came out. So after that, we just straight told MTV, we don't want to do another season with you. This is BS. So they're like, well, what do you want? We're like, we want a movie. And I thought, that one movie, we didn't even think we'd make another one after that. And then we got the second one. Didn't think we'd make another one after that. And then we got the third one. Third one was 10 years ago, dude. Did we think we'd make another one after that? Nope.
Wow. Third one was 10 years ago? It was 10 years ago?
The third one was 10 years ago. The first one was 2002. That was 18 years ago.
Man. Do you feel like the longer you're alive, time goes quicker?
Kinda, yeah. I feel like every day I'm like, dude, gotta get this done, and back then I wasn't feeling like that. But now it's like, I don't know what it is. Maybe there's more capability of doing more stuff in a day than there used to be. You know, you used to just either grab your bike or skateboard and just jam out of the house and go wherever. Now it's kind of your day. Now you're like, okay, I can drive to this park, get a couple things here, then I can drive to this one, or I can go, you know. So I think more opportunity to get more stuff done during the day, that it seems like it goes by quicker.
Yeah, I could agree with that. I mean, I see these pop-ups on Facebook, and I'm like, yo, like, hold on a second. My dog's barking. I'm gonna edit this out. Hey, Kenter! Get the dogs and put them inside. I'm trying to record something in here. I'll edit this out.
I don't know. Even if it stays in, dude, even if it stays in, it's awesome.
That's true. Yeah, we'll leave it in. I don't even know what I was saying, but yeah, like time flies by, dude. I mean, you know, and you realize that you're like, oh man, that was like 10, like you just said, the first Jackass was 18 years ago. I was like, wait a second. And then you reflect, like, yeah. 18 years of my life, it just seems like the other day, dude. Like, what? Like, it's crazy, you know? So you guys are just, you don't know what you're going to do with the next one yet. I mean, basically, everybody's in a holding pattern, right?
Yeah, holding right now.
Or just chilling. Holding, but... Yeah.
Dude.
So, and then, how did you get linked up with those guys? Like, Jeff Tremaine and Johnny, just being in the scene, being in the know?
Doing stuff with them, like, so we've been a group that's been doing stuff since day one.
Wait, did you dress up as Ryan Nyquist?
Yeah, I did a Ryan Nyquist thing and did that Irvine little like 3 or 4 stair handrail.
You did, right? That was the sickest.
Yeah, everybody in the industry was bummed at him at that time that he put out this 16-inch frame. And they're like, well, you can't ride it. Why are you putting out this frame? And so they called me up. And they told me, dude, we're going to dress you up as Ryan Nyquist and do something. I'm like, let's go to the Irvine rail. I'll do the Irvine rail on it.
Sick. Yeah, I remember that. That was like the coolest thing, dude. That was pretty rad. You guys have always had – your whole crew's fun, dude. You know, all you guys
are. Yeah.
Yeah. What's it like being on set? Is it pretty chill? Is it pretty fun?
Yeah, it's like being what we've been doing for years. It's like being with your homies filming and stuff. Of course, somebody's going to get pissed off at each other. Somebody's going to pull pranks on each other. And that's just it. That's just the way it works.
Right. Has there been anything ever that you ever got pissed off about?
Oh, all of us get pissed off at each other about. You know what I mean? You've been on the road with your band or on a tour. When you're around somebody for too long, people start irritating you. You just start being a little scum. Happens everywhere.
It does, dude. I could relate to that for sure.
So everybody gets that.
This is true. So are you working? And then I wanted to ask you a couple more things. Like, are you with skating? Do you think you'll ever do another video part, or are you working on a video part?
No plans of no, and no plans of yet. Just kind of playing it by ear, just doing whatever, you know. Kind of. Right now, you know, just doing the thing and what, you know, skating and having fun with it, but not focused on that, because focused on trying to get out of COVID and work on this next big project we've been on. So that's the main focus right now.
Well, dude, yeah. I appreciate you taking time to talk to me. It's been a long time. I can't wait to see you. Yeah, I mean, I've never interviewed you this whole time we've been friends.
What's that?
I said I've never interviewed you this whole time we've been friends.
I know. Here's another funny one. We did a show together where we interviewed people together. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, bro. Remember that?
Yeah, I. You know what? That was probably the funnest show that I've ever done, actually, to be honest with you.
It was one of the funnest shows, dude. That show was sick.
It was pretty cool. But at the same time, I'm just going to say I wasn't as experienced as the others, and I was a little loose cannon.
Right. Hey, you know what? You lived and learned, dude. You lived and learned.
Yeah, well, that's...
If you don't have failure, you'll never be a perfect human. Because you won't know what it means to succeed unless you fail.
It's true. This is very true.
You won't know what success is unless you have failed. Because then you'll be like, damn, we fucking made it now. But if you didn't have that failure, you would be like, oh yeah, this is just how it is. And it wouldn't be the same.
I think the failure probably makes you appreciate the reward.
Yeah. Think about this. How many times do you slam on a, you know, doing a trick and then you finally get it? How good does it feel once you land it?
Pretty good.
That's called failure to success, bro.
Yep.
So, yeah. People who do like sports and stuff and different things like that, they get it. They have to fail. They fail so many times till they land it that one time. And once they land it, that shit's gold.
I know. That feeling's priceless, isn't it? It's the best.
Yeah. See? So, yeah, you had to fail a little bit at the TV stuff, but you learned from it, and now you know.
Yeah.
And that's why, yep, you get it.
Yeah, I do, because I look back on the real tip. I look back and I'm like, damn, I had a lot of like things going on. And for me, it was always, I don't know if you've ever battled this, but like you do a lot with TV, you do a lot with film. And I wanted people to be known, I wanted to be known as a bike rider. And so I think when I did all the TV stuff, I didn't appreciate it as much because I worked all those years to be a rider. Yeah. You know what I mean?
No, I know. Yeah. Yep. Exactly. I totally know.
Did you ever have that feeling when people would be like, oh, you're, and you're like, I skate though too, dude. And you're like, cause you started that first, you know?
And then I had to realize, you know what? You're a little bit of everything, dude.
That's true. I guess that comes with time. Yep. Figure that out. Yeah. Yeah. That's cool, man. Great advice.
All right.
Yeah, dude. Well, much love. I hope let's meet up with Russ, dude. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'd love to meet up with you and your wife, Russ. Pretty cool, man. You guys are fancy together. You guys
got matching tattoos
together.
Yeah, we just got matching tattoos, bro. Hey. We're doing it.
Yeah, you guys are fucking cute, dude. Love it.
So. Hey, you just said a second ago, through all your failures, you got to fail. But when you meet that right person, you know.
Yeah, dude, there you go. Well, congratulations to you and Russ.
Thanks,
and
bro.
And glad that I went to the tattoos for you. You guys are looking sexy.
Yeah, thanks, bro. Anyone out there, follow Jason. Wait, what's your Instagram?
I am WeeMan.
There it is. And buy merch for socks. All right?
Yep.
All right, much love, brother. Thanks again for everything.
All right. You too, brother.
Later.
Have a good one.
Uh-huh. Bye.
All right, later.